Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, every Thursday on GabRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Bill Duckenberg. Continue to be with us now for over 18 years now. He's been hanging out with us. Bill, thanks again for being here. Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. Also, Small Biz, B-U-S, smallbiz.org is another website for Bill. And we're talking about the index, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. Bill, sales and inventories are up. Capital spending was kind of flat, right?
Yeah, that's the real major disappointment there. You know, we see shorter-term response to consumer spending is good. So we hired people, and we're ordering a lot of new inventory because, you know, we sold the stuff, so we have to restock. That's all good. What's missing, though, is a pickup in capital spending, which is substantial capital investment in the company.
But
you know,
corporate America is not doing it either, Bill.
Pardon?
Corporate America is not investing in doing capital expenditures either.
Well, that's right. And
nobody
is. A big part of it for our small business owners, and I'm sure for the big guys and gals too, is that you know, until we know what they're going to do with taxes,
right?
I mean, is expensing going to happen or not? What are the marginal tax rates going to be? Mm-hmm. What are you know all those other things that are in there that affect kind of long-lived assets and heavy,
right.
You know, heavy capital spending. And until they resolve that uncertainty for us, we're not going to put out the big bucks.
And here's the thing, Bill. The sad part is, it's not looking like they're going to get that resolved this year.
Yeah, you know, they can't get anything resolved this
and
year.
And if they do, it'll be a patchwork thing. It won't be anything anybody could consider to be considered and thoughtful.
Yeah, it won't be reform. It'll just be lower tax rates, which, of course, don't make people behave, you know, the way we want to overall.
Does it not drive you crazy that they actually think that that kind of pitiful work that they're doing, if you could call it work, is acceptable? You or I, either one, would be fired if we did our business. If we operated,
absolutely.
Served our customers the way they do their jobs, we would be fired.
Yep. Yeah, but they're too well protected. You know, they live a fat cat life.
They do. They really do.
And they like the
folks,
power.
I'm talking to Republicans and Democrats. In fact, I'm more mad at the Republicans right now than I am at the Democrats.
Because the Democrats are behaving the way we knew they would.
Right. They're totally predictable.
Yeah. And the Republicans, you know, just are throwing away the greatest opportunity they've had in a long time.
Right.
Long time.
So compensation, earnings are up a little bit. That's good news. Credit, but the credit market, people are still not borrowing money because they're not buying equipment.
Not. And because they're not, you know, ready to spend the big money to expand yet. So they can finance kind of normal operating stuff. You know, they can buy a new vehicle, a truck if they need it. But, you know, anything kind of bigger and that's more permanent of, you know, expanding their operation, you know, new equipment to produce stuff, building a new building, those kinds of things, that's all sidelined until we find out what the tax law is going to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so
it's a shame.
So one thing that's good news, though, is something that I predicted a long time ago, and that is that the surviving companies who survived the last decade we've gone through are going to be more profitable when the economy turns around because they've deleveraged. They found out how to operate their business on nothing, and they've deleveraged, and so they're not making big payments.
Yeah.
And so now here comes this report where you say their bottom lines are improving.
Yeah, we're getting very good measures of profitability trends.
Yep.
Which enriches
the balance sheet every time.
Yeah, so our gals and guys out there have figured out how to do it. Until major rules change and so on, they can get along now.
Do you see? I'm going to switch over to the Fed. Do you see the Fed's shrinking their portfolio, sort of the opposite of QE? Do you see that as a potential risk to the economy?
Not really, because they're going to make it quite gradual. So I don't think we'll really notice it. I mean, basically, it is true that if the Fed stops reinvesting, that means a big investor in bonds is out of the market. That means lower demand.
Right.
And so, you know, if the price of bonds then reflects that and falls, then interest rates will go up. So,
right.
So making the portfolio smaller is, is upward pressure on interest rates. But, you know, that's not going to be a major...
That won't be good. That won't be good for the overall economy, though.
No, probably not. I don't think it hurt very much. It's not the thing that really drives the investment costs.
Right.
You know, it's what you can do with the investment, not how much does it cost
that's
to finance
it. That's a good point. Hey, yeah. Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Good report this week, this month, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorites.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.